It is time. Down the bars
to the bloody end.
Yeah, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Hello. Hola, hola. I'm Letty. Welcome to Letty Seco. This is the first episode of the new year. And I know we're like pretty deep into January, but hey, consistency was not my New Year's resolution. We'll talk about what my New Year's resolution was in a little bit because it's pretty cool. And I want to share it with you in case you can use it in your life. I wanted to do this episode more than anything to get us in a vibe and in a zone for the week ahead. What's going to happen this week, you may ask? The inauguration, and more so to get us in a zone to where we're balanced and so we're cool-headed, because I'm only assuming and only guessing and only predicting that this week is going to have a few things coming our way that trying to knock us off balance. And this inauguration is a very weird time because we don't really know what's going to go on, even if we do think that we know what's going to go on. And also because of COVID and all of that. So I just wanted to start this week with a new podcast episode for you to kind of, let's just all balance out. Let's all just chill. Let's have a group hug. And I wanted to start it off with this reading from a book of daily devotions. This is a book that is about Jesus. It says it's Daily Meditations from the Heart of God. My friend Jasmine gave it to me. Every day it's a different devotion, but meditation. And so I wanted to read it to you, for you to take it in. And if you are somewhere where you're not driving or could get hurt for closing your eyes, feel free to close your eyes, chill, relax. It's not going to be too long. It's a small ass book with a small ass page, and I'm going to read through it. If you're trying to breathe, a good breathing technique is breathing in for 4 seconds, then breathing out for 4 seconds. So you could go ahead and try that as I read, and we're going to start this off. If you can, close your eyes, breathe in for 4 seconds. And out for 4 seconds. In for 4 seconds. Out for 4 seconds. I'm going to start reading, and feel free to continue those breathings for 4 seconds as I do so. You have my unmerited favor, and you're saved from the judgment of others. Don't allow fault-finding to come near you. Kick aside all condemning words and notions. Remember, you're your worst critic. So don't be swift to jump into the garbage bag of guilt when it's unmerited. I've tucked you into my heart. And your life is new and beautiful, replete with healing and wisdom. Guilt has no hold on you. I've set you free with my forgiveness. I've given you goodness and mercy as partners. They follow you all the days of your life. Favor, dear one, includes my love song that doesn't miss a note. I've called you to increase in favor, so enjoy the song. Love who you are. Okay, that was the daily meditation, or the daily devotion, and I hope it serves you well. As you go into this week, I hope it's chilled you out. I hope it's made you smile. If not, try smiling right now. I'm smiling at you. Can you smile back at me? Okay, good. We're already on a higher vibe, just FYI. By smiling alone knocks you right up onto a level up if you weren't smiling previously. So we're already vibrating higher. I appreciate you for listening to me and for allowing me to be my little manifestation self with you. It's funny because I don't usually promo on my podcast, but my calendar for this year, I was thinking like, what could I be? What could the theme be this year? Because usually I have different themes. And so For this year, I chose rap affirmations. And rap affirmations to me was important because I need that self-talk this year. We need to talk to ourselves in the highest regard and the highest respect so that we can move on into the world and treat other people nicely, but also get out of our way and to get out of any funk and to get out and just be as ambitious as we can be. And so self-talk is a lot, and affirmations are very much like, I am strong, I am beautiful, I am amazing. So things of that nature, I try to look for it in rap. And as well as the bravado stuff that rap has and just the lyricism, there's also very motivational and get you to your best self affirmations in rap. And so I did that within the calendar. It's really cool. If you're trying to check it out, latiseco.com. And yeah, that's all the promo I'll give it, I promise. But yeah, I did affirmations for that. And I hope it just carries you well and nicely into this year. And I hope this meditation carried you on well into this week or whenever you listen to it, honestly. This podcast episode, I am going to call it, Is It Home or Is It a Stepping Stone? This is a very personal podcast episode because it's something that I've come to the realization and it's been weird. It's been a ride. And I got here through my dreams. I'm not talking about like goals, dreams. I'm talking about the stuff that happens to you while you're sleeping. Those things, those dreams, they have really guided me to where I am right now in my thinking and in my movement. So, gonna try to make this a long story short. It never happens that way, so excuse me if it doesn't, but I'm going to try. Nutshell about me, I was in radio and I got out of radio because it was just super toxic for me. And my goal was to always come back into radio and not necessarily as an employee, but as a partner. I have purposely not applied to radio stations because I don't want to go back just to go back and just be in the same rut that I was before. I really want to change the business model for radio personalities on radio because it's a lot of unfair practices, a lot of going through bullshit to feel like you're secure in your spot. So I just didn't want that anymore. My approach after leaving radio was, if I come back to it, it's going to be as a partner. I'll build it up to where it's in my favor and I have stuff to bring to the table. So I have confidence in that. And what I left radio in 2017, I was also pregnant and I was building my family. And I've always taken that before anything else. And so these past few years, I've also worked on just making that foundation strong enough to when I was going to go back into radio or give the building this show. Sorry, that's my chair. That I want to sell to stations, not just one. I give it my all too. This year is perfect for that. This year was when I was planning to really do it. However, Diosito likes to talk to me while I sleep. And I'm going to tell you about a series of dreams that I've had. And maybe something similar is happening to you because there's a reason why I'm telling you and why you're listening right now and why this particular episode is reaching your particular ears. So after I left in 2017, I would have dreams of being on the radio, like dreams actually when I would go to sleep, I would dream of being on the radio. However, something always happened in those dreams that kept me from going on air. And you as a listener, the dream listener, hearing me on the radio. I could only compare it to, you know, those dreams where you're running really fast, but no matter how fast you're running, you're slow, or you're punching somebody and no matter how hard you're punching, it's not connecting. Those dreams, that's how these radio dreams feel. It would always be like, yep, I'm at the radio station, I have the gig, I'm on air, I had in front of the mic, in front of the board, but I wouldn't have headphones. Or if I had headphones, the adapter, I didn't have that. So I would go the whole dream looking for what I needed to be on air, only for it to end because my on-air shift ended and I went a whole 4 hours of being on air without ever doing a break, or I would wake up from the dream. And throughout these years, I've had those types of dreams where something would always happen where I was there, I was at the radio station, mic on, everything's great, and I would not be able to get on air for 4 freaking hours because that's how long a shift usually is. And it would always frustrate me when I would wake up from those dreams. Like, it felt yucky. Always felt yucky. Ugh, I hate how it felt. And so last year, I felt a little bit of optimism because I got on air in one of my dreams. I was able to get on air for only one break. But to me, I'm like, oh shit, that's better than not being able to get on air for any breaks. And I thought maybe that's a sign that it's about that time, right? So prepare to get back on air, right? And I found that every time I would be on air, the break that I was able to be on air, I never liked that break. It was a bad break. It was a bad feeling in the break where if I had a co-host, he was being very condescending. It was never a good break for some reason. So I go from not being able to get on air for whatever odd reason to getting on air for one break, but that break always being negative. And then recently, I can go more into detail about this recent one because it just happened. So I have more of the like info on it. So recently I go on air and I go to the radio station and there's two studios. Usually radio stations have a bunch of studios and there's one for going live on air to like whatever I say on the microphone gets transmitted to your cars or your radios. And then there's other studios for interviewing or a studio for pre-recording stuff. There's different types of studios, right? And so I go into the studio that's for the live broadcast because it's my turn to be on air and someone's in there, and not just someone's in there just casually, someone's in there like about to start their own pre-recording or their own shit. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I'll go into another studio. And apparently this other studio still had the capability to be live on air. Go into the other studio and behind the board, and in my dream, the stuff is so much more new than when I was in radio. So I was looking at it like, oh shit, I don't know these programs. I don't know this board, but fuck it, I'll figure it out because I've made a habit of figuring it out in radio. I've worn many hats in radio. I wasn't just an on-air personality. I could engineer, I could produce, I could edit, I could do all of that while I was on air. I made sure that I was undeniable. And so I go into the studio and I'm like, okay, fuck it, I'll just figure it out. And I have my headphones, the mic is working, the board is working, but the monitor wasn't turning on to give me like the software of like, you see the song that's playing or you can load up songs and stuff like that. So I was having trouble with that and I was trying to call to see who could help me and no one could help me, no one was available. And as this is happening, I'm aware that like time is passing. I'm missing breaks. Breaks is when you're on air. I'm missing breaks. I'm seeing it pass by. So it's like the shift is passing. And something happens where one of the monitors lights up and it's the software that I need. But apparently this software is touchscreen and I didn't know that. And for some reason, my knuckle hits the screen and it shoots off a song that goes live on air. And the song it shoots off is a dirty song. So it has the bad words in it. And if you know radio, that is definitely not supposed to happen. You can get fined for that. You can get fired for that. And so I was panicking, and then I hit it again, and probably the next worst thing that could happen happened, and that's dead air. Dead air is this. Literally nothing. But that's like a silent panic. If you're a radio personality, it's bad. If you're ever listening to the radio and you hear dead air like nothing, know that someone's about to get in trouble for that. Someone is like rushing and crying and, oh my God, what happened? There's even alarms inside a radio station that can detect when there's dead air. And you hear the alarms throughout the whole building or the whole area to let someone know, like, fix this now, like go now. And it's just a full on panic mode when you hear dead air, or when you don't hear anything, right? So when there's dead air. And so there's dead air, and then that allows me for some reason to get on air. So I try to fix it by going on air and I'm able to do my break, and then it goes into commercials. But, and this is what I mean by the break is always horrible. So I'm in a panic and I go on air and I do the break, and then I go into commercials and I'm just shitting it because this bad word song went on and it was like fuck, fuck, fuck the first freaking bars. And I'm tripping and I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna get fired. This is the worst shit ever. And a lot of this wouldn't happen in a usual setting. It's very unlikely that the radio station will have bad word songs loaded already and being able to shoot it off. Like, that's super unlikely. But it happened in my dream. And so that's the feelings that I get. And I hope it allowed you to kind of feel that, like, oh, that anxiousness that I felt. And so that happened and I woke up. And the messaging that I'm getting, because every time this happens, I have a deep ponder on it. I meditate on it. What the freak are you trying to tell me, God? Because I'm listening to you. I understand. What are you trying to tell me, though? And what I've come to the conclusion is that, yes, I can get back on radio. Yes, I have the talent for it. Yes, yes, I will be able to land a job. But will it be a good time for me? Will it be a purposeful thing for me? Or will I feel like shit again? Is what I'm gathering. And to me, I don't know that I've ever entertained the idea of not pursuing radio. Even when I left the radio station to work at a music news site, I always had the intention of coming back into radio after I really found my footing and found the partnership that I wanted and was able to provide and bring to the table the show that I know that I have in me. And so it's always been a part of the plan. But I can't deny what I'm feeling, and I also can't deny what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing in my dreams. I know some people are like, dreams don't matter like that. It's just your brain fixing itself for like the next day or whatever. But I don't take dreams that lightly. Then I came to just start pondering more and pondering more. And the thing that kept coming up is, Leti, you're trying to go back home to something that I made for you to be a stepping stone. That messaging keeps coming across in my brain. And it's really hard for me to take. It's a really hard pill for me to swallow because I have never known life without the pursuit of radio. But I do have to open myself up to what God has done for me in radio. My career was great. There are people that spend their whole career trying to make it to the level and to the heights that I did in a short period of time. And it wasn't without hard work. It wasn't without skill. It wasn't without putting in the hours. It wasn't without sacrifice. But I always felt like, okay, maybe God is letting me live out this dream so that I could dream again. Because once you get there, what's left? Honestly, I could have spent my whole career trying to be on air in Los Angeles morning show and not have gotten it, but that's a goal. That's like a constant goal. But then I got it. So then what's the dream now? What's the pursuit now? So that's how I felt. And then I always thought to myself, well, maybe I'm supposed to make the business model and like that part of radio different for women, for the people that come after me, to not feel so shitty being in radio, because they make you feel like you should just be happy to be here, put up with this bullshit. You have no say, your opinion doesn't matter. And I'm saying this not as the people make you feel, but the system makes you feel this way. So this is not pitting anyone, the bad guy. This is literally systemic. This is how it is designed to make you feel. And so I've always felt this way, like maybe that's my mission. Maybe my mission is to change that. And now I'm feeling like, Leti, that was a stepping stone. It's not to go back to. It's to use to move forward with. And so I've come to the decision that the moves I make from now on, the energy that I give into building anything from now on, it's not going to be geared with radio in mind. And it's really hard for me to vocalize this because it is just really hard to have even come with this. But I know to trust God, and that's what I genuinely feel I'm being told. And I'm saying this because maybe you're at this crossroads as well, where you're trying to go back to something or someone that feels like home because it's what you've known and it's familiar and you can go back to it. But are you just guising a stepping stone as a home? Should you just be moving past it, appreciating it, but moving past it? Or should you be settling down in it? That goes for career, that goes for relationships, that goes for whatever is speaking to you as I'm saying it. And if you ponder on it and it feels like, no, this is supposed to be home, this is supposed to be permanent, maybe this question was supposed to be brought up to give you that much more confidence in it and that much more confirmation in it. But if this makes you feel like, oh, damn, like I'm talking about feelings that you may have been thinking and not vocalizing, then maybe you should explore what the next stepping stone may be or what the actual home is for you. Say that with a weird vibe, heavy heart, but you got to be uncomfortable to change. Like it's uncomfortable. I honestly don't know what the new home is, but I do know that it's not that anymore. And also, if you're a podcast listener and you love my podcast, that does not mean no more podcasts. I love podcasting. To me, podcasting is what I went on radio for, to connect with you, the listener, albeit however small, however large. It's me and you, and that's what I've always, like, that's what's fulfilled me and made me feel purposeful when being on air. That was why I put up with a bunch of the other shit. And so this is staying, and I love you. And so no worries there. This is getting like super heavy. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to balance you out and then I'm getting you into a freaking identity question and a life question. I'm so sorry. We'll do another meditation before we dip to make us all like happy and yay again. Oh, but I wanted to tell you about my New Year's resolution. So I was looking at Forbes in December and like, what do entrepreneurs freaking have as resolutions? Those are the types of things I search, and I did find it. Forbes had an article with like 25 different resolutions, but one stuck out to me because I'm like, oh, that's pretty hard. I love the perspective flip on it. And it said to have the resolution to be turned down more this year, to hear more no's. And I was like, what? but also I was like, oh shit, that's dope. Because sometimes, like, let's say our resolution was to reach out more, right? If that's your resolution, but you get turned down, that's gonna make you feel discouraged. That might even stop you from pursuing it again or even more. But if your resolution is to get turned down more and you get turned down, you don't feel as hard with that hit, but also you feel like you've accomplished something. You've accomplished a no, which is what your resolution is. I think that's a great perspective flip on reach out more. So yeah, that's my resolution. And here you go, have that. Let me know if it works out for you and if it allows you to reach out more. And if you get declined or rejected or get told no, that counts as a point into your resolution. It's what you wanted to do. And if you get a yes, then oh shit, here's a new deal in your life. You're welcome. See, that's sweet, right? So I have also started and I've been on Clubhouse crazy because it's a talking app, dude. And I love talking. I've been on Clubhouse a lot. And a lot of the conversations I've been in are centered around Latino Americans and our acknowledgement or the lack of acknowledgement in hip hop and things of that nature. You know, I'm a mix of all of that. I'm LA, I'm Latina, I'm hip hop, I'm everything. And so I've never been a I'm counted out type of person. I've always been a like, how can I contribute type of person. And I hate whining. I hate being a part of the like, they don't recognize us, they don't treat us right there. It's like, okay, what can we do then? I'm always like solution based. And I think in any way, shape or form, if you feel this way, if you feel under acknowledged or a certain part of our community under acknowledged or your own community under acknowledged, and you're just looking at that, it's going to lead you down super negative feelings. But if you think like, what can I do, even in my small capacity, even as whatever I am, what can I do to put in a little bit of work into this community or this idea or this movement? What can I do personally? And I guarantee you, we all can do something. I am no more capable than you are. But I'm like, what can I do? What can Letty do? And so I was thinking, okay, I'm going to do a playlist. And in my playlist, I am going to include people of Hispanic or Latino or Latina background that are hip hop artists. Because one thing that I don't like in those conversations of like, they don't acknowledge that we don't have a Latino rapper. None of us like support each other. Those types of arguments kind of just show me that the person saying it is out of touch. And it's also like a slap in the face to the artists that are doing shit and that are supporting each other and that are building a way. I think it's a very hands-off opinion to like hate on it and be like, oh, they're not treating us good. And also we don't have anyone and also we don't support it. Okay, bye. But people are really working towards that, working to be those bridges and fix it and those solutions, right? And so often I'm just like, dude, but have you heard of this person or this person or this person or this person? Like they're dope, but they're Hispanic. They're rapping on a level like a mainstream artist would do. They're not just being the cholo rapper. They're not just being the spicy Latina. Like it's there, it exists. And I realized that if I have that mentality, why don't I put it in playlist format so that I am providing a platform for these artists to now be seen on a grander scale? Because I do have relationships with people that are in mainstream hip hop, whether that be media personalities or whether that be blogs or music companies, things of that nature, right? So I have started a playlist on Spotify and YouTube because people like watching music videos, and title called 10 America. And it's not just catered to, while I love me some West Coast rap. I love me some West Coast Latino rap. It's not just going to be that. It is around the whole gamut. It's people that make hip hop music at an elite level that just so happen to be Hispanic. So that when we're listening to it, we're not typecasting what a Hispanic rapper should sound like, but it's also very quality artistry. So it's undeniable within the whole mainstream of hip hop. And so it's called 10 America. If you want to look at it, if you want to check it out, I'm really excited about it. And I really feel like this is a good starting point to whatever's next for me, because I also have like these ideas of maybe I can make it an interview series to go along with the playlist. It's feeling good, and so I'm gonna just keep continuing to pursue that good feeling. And I advise you to do the same for whatever cause or movement you have in you, to pursue what feels good, because that's God saying, yes, yes, here, Yes. So check it out. Let me know what you think of it. You can like it on Spotify if you want or if you have Tidal. I'm staying away from Apple right now. I'm staying away from the other streaming services. I really want to get like a concentrated effort on these three platforms because there's certain people in these different platforms that I want to take notice. And my goal is to get it on like a Rap Caviar level, where people check for it, for what's hot, and where people respect what is put on it. There you go, 10 America. Also, I didn't want to label it anything that would be centered around a certain type of Hispanic. I know people have their concerns with either Latino, Hispanic, Chicano, any of those words. I love the word 10. Shout out to my dude Bodega Bams. He's from New York, and he calls his crew 10 boys. And I always thought, like, damn, I'm 10 American. And that feels very what I want this to become, because I also want it to be known that I'm talking about, because what's funny is in one of the clubhouse rooms, it was called like Latino rapper, and someone from Canada came in and was literally thinking we're from Latin America, and he wanted to get to know the Latin American rappers. But no, this is an American Hispanic or Latino, and so that's why I wanted America in the title, to show that it is within this mainstream hip-hop environment, and call it 10 America. Because I wanted to champion the contributions our community gives to rap as a whole. Boom! All right, let's leave you with something nice, another motivational thing. And I know I'm doubling and tripling up on the motivation, but hey, we might need it this week. We're going to go back into this book. And so close your eyes if you can. Breathe in for 4 seconds. Out for 4 seconds. In for 4 seconds. Out for 4 seconds. Continue breathing like this if you like while I read this passage. Are you in need of a new vision for your life? Are you longing for a change? If so, quiet your heart now and withdraw into the stillness of the hour. Undisturbed by outside influences and interferences. Be still and calmly concentrate on the presence of the Father. Your desires are seeds for you to nourish because you were born with more than one purpose. As you quiet yourself in prayer before the throne of grace, listen for the guidance of my Holy Spirit. Wait for the anointing of your Savior. And the perfect will of my Father will be made clear. Okay, I want to tell you that I didn't know what this page said before I started reading it. And if that is not more confirmation of the freaking story I told you about radio, I do not know what is. See, you guys see, like, I listen to God. I promise you, if you listen to God, this fool will talk to you. He'll talk to you in books. He'll talk to you in dreams. He'll talk to you in people. Jesus Christ is my Savior. Okay, I love you. I hope you have a great week. I hope you are walking into the week knowing you're capable. You have the greatest ambition. Anything you want to do, you can do. And seek God. Seek first the kingdom for advice, for guidance, for protection, for love, for support, for trust, for faith, for all of that. I'm here for you, and I'll talk to you next episode.